Chris, a very rare defeat for you today, but what do you make of your team's performance?
No, I thought we were beaten by the better side today. You know, certainly the manner and the timing of the first goal, I think, didn't do us any favours, and particularly as they are very good on set plays, and Gallagher's delivery is as good as anybody in this division. But that's something that we knew. Probably gave away in a frantic period, probably gave away too many free kicks. But normally in this type of game, we can, if we don't start so well, then we can feel our way into the game and start to give ourselves a real good opportunity. But it probably took too long to do that. And of course, once you're 2-0 down, it's an uphill battle. We certainly had good moments or got into good positions in that final sort of 20, 25 minutes. A lot of areas that we got into real good crossing areas. And they defended very, very well. They had to, but they defended very well.
Did you carve out enough clear-cut opportunities today, do you think?
No, we didn't. And if you're looking at opportunities to test a goalkeeper, that we haven't done. We certainly got in enough good positions, and I think you've got to give them credit, one of their overall performance, but also defensively I thought they were very good once we got into them really good areas. And certainly the amount of times that Anthony Knockhart got into a forward area in that final third, real good crossing area, Murphy once he'd come on in that second half, but they defended very well, but we never created enough real good goal scoring opportunities.
You knew that they're a resolute side, and so does that make it even more difficult? You came behind at Fulham, you came behind at Birmingham, but maybe a trip too far this one.
Yes, it's some games like this are going to happen. This is a real tough division, and what we have done, we've shown enough of whatever it is in enough games away from home to get results. And that's either a bit of quality or that's keeping a clean sheet and nicking a goal, whatever it is. But we didn't show enough of that today. Against a team that's say at 2-0 up, we're a very hard team to break down.
You without probably two of your most consistent players this season, Lewis Dunk suspended, and Dale Stevens as well. How much of a distraction was that for you, and how much of a factor was it, do you think?
Well, it's a factor because these are two players that have played very regular in the team. Dunkey, of course, out suspended, and Dale went down ill yesterday. So yes, a blow for us, but you know, we have a good squad and we have a very competitive squad. So I'll certainly make no excuses for that, because for whatever team that we put out, you know, it's a strong enough team to compete, to give ourselves a chance of winning. We just weren't good enough today.
How much of a blow is it to lose Dale Stevens? He's been so consistent for you and such an important player.
It's a blow because of the consistency of the team, and he's been very consistent in his performances in the team. But we have good competition in most areas of the pitch, and certainly in central midfield, and certainly in Ollie Norwood and Steve Sidwell, two players that have played a lot of games this season. So we can't make that as any excuse. You know, I think they were missing a couple of players as well. So it's about 11v11 on the day, and we just didn't show enough.
You slipped off the top of the table, but you still have a healthy cushion to third. How do you feel as you embark on two home games, you know, pushing forward and moving on from the performance today?
Well, what we've got to hope is that this defeat today, which hurts at this minute, but what we've got to hope is that in the long run, this won't do us any harm, and it'll bring us back to basics. For anybody that was getting carried away, then it brings us back down to earth. And we'll need to be better next game. And we've got very tough opposition, albeit at home, but it's very tough opposition, and we'll need to be better.
Just finally for me, no Gaetan Bong today as well. What was the issue with him?
No, just a little issue with his knee. We're hoping that he'll be available, and we're hoping actually that him and Seb will both be available come Friday.
How much of a boost is it to have a youngster like Sam Adekubi, who probably most people would never even heard of, putting a performance like that today?
Well, credit to him. He wouldn't have known he was playing until yesterday. He's somebody that I chose to play, perhaps on the strength of his performances, certainly in the cup game earlier in the season at Oxford, and in the game that we had there, which I thought he did very well. And yes, I think it's a good learning curve for him. Tough one for him today because he was up against good opposition on the day, but he'll certainly learn from that one.